listening to Indie Bay Radio here in San Francisco. That was little Buddy Guy and singing about mellowing down. Apparently, there's a hurricane out in the Gulf of Mexico that needs to mellow down. And just the man to do it. Dave, have you got any ability to cause a hurricane to mellow down?
Well, we're getting mellowed out here, but I don't know. I think that's beyond the reach of man. They say it's heading somewhere between Galveston and... But anyway, we're here now. This is Diamond Dave at the Waveland camp on the gateway to the Gulf, Waveland, Mississippi. And I just want to announce, first of all, that we just put on the air Radio Free Waveland. If you're within a 10 or 15 mile range, you can get it at 89.1 on the FM side. And I'm here in the Waveland, the new Waveland Cafe, where lunch is about to be served. And I want to put on my brother Felipe. Tell us about what's happening these days. It's really hot here, by the way. It's hot, hot, hot. Gets a little cooler at night, but that's all relative. And there starts to be a breeze. A little breeze is coming. Whether this is a sign of that we're at the periphery of Hurricane Rita, I don't know. But here's Felipe. Felipe. You're out
there. Okay, here in Waveland, Mississippi, a lot of folks came down from Wisconsin, folks from Organic Valley, centralized in Lafarge, Wisconsin. We're here to represent the people of Wisconsin. Of course, throughout the world, they're showing compassion for all our relatives here that had this disaster. Some homeless, some in traumatic stage right now, still going through trying to get their life back together. It brought a lot of spiritual people together, and I really feel honored to be here amongst all these relatives, all colors from all walks of life, sitting and eating together, exchanging ideas and thoughts and how to move on with their life and giving thanks for what little they do have left. And it's a pleasure to say hi to everybody from Waveland, Mississippi, from the new Waveland Cafe, where a lot of our relatives are prepping food right now, preparing for the noon meal. Anyway, I'll turn you back over to Dave, and thank you very much.
Oh, our pleasure, yeah.
Okay, well, hey, San Francisco. Hey, David Grace. We're here today. I believe we're going to have a barbecue. There's some locals have been barbecuing all night long. We feed to thousands of people, several thousands of people for lunch, plus a vegetarian alternative, plus cold drinks of every good, with electrolytes to keep people going because it's really hot here. The people are really high. I can see to my side. I see a guy putting out sliced eggplant on the grill, vegetarian alternative. I see a sister here doing a stir fry. We got this kitchen going on. And tonight, if people are listening to KPOO 89.5, and maybe there's some way, Dave, that we could connect up and put this on Indie Bay as well. I'm going to be doing a feed for KPOO on Justin's show at 11 o'clock your time.
Okay, and that'll be tomorrow?
No, tonight.
Oh, tonight. Okay, great. Yeah.
And also, I'll try to do it simultaneously by phone from the studio of the radio free Waveland to be heard around here at 89.1, but not on the web as yet. And I can do it both locally and globally. I have a young brother here. I got a young brother, Marty. Marty's from around here. I just met his mom. And Marty, this is Radio San Francisco, Indie Media. What's it been like for you to? What was the hurricane like for you, and what was it like to meet the people coming in to help out?
It's been like trying to. It's been nuts, really. Everything's been really, really fast. Like the hurricane came and gone, and there's like destruction everywhere. And then there's all these people coming from all over the place, Wisconsin, California, everywhere, just coming all over the place. And it's, like, been better. It would be as good as it would be without people, because everybody's helping, everybody's getting along. There's only been a few arguments, but... we got through them, and really, that's about it.
That's a good way to say it.
Okay, there you go.
Thanks. How old are you, buddy? Hey, that's 13-year-old Marty from around here. This place is destroyed around him. And then people started to come in, and the kitchen went up, and he's been here every day. His mom came just to, and she's great, too. Every day, lending a hand wherever he could. I think he's changed your life, hasn't he? And I think everybody's. But this is, we're still in a scene where, I mean, there isn't a chance to do much. This was absolute destruction. This has been, maybe you've seen the pictures out there, folks, but it's even more so. I mean, this wave came in, this 25-foot wave. Were you here when the hurricane came through, Marty? Were you here when the hurricane came through? Where were you? Sure, that's up north? Oh, like so he came, then they came back to all of this. So, I mean, there's stuff still in the wires where the wires are still up. Trees are cut down like matchsticks. There's just piles of rubble where buildings used to be. There's just a concrete slab where houses used to be. This is still total destruction around us all the way down into Alabama. But there's a real life here. Hey, David, you still there?
I am. You know, as I was listening to that last guest you had there, it really crossed my mind that probably most of these people that don't have a house, they haven't had an ounce of privacy in a couple of weeks. And it must be a real toll on their brains.
Oh, for sure. This, you know, when we first got here a couple of days after the earthquake, or a day after, a day or two after the hurricane, the first people came here, the first kitchen, and we got here, people were still emerging from the trees, completely naked. They came and would come here having everything torn from their backs, having a new their birthday suit, so to speak. And since then, clothes have arrived, food has arrived. As I say, we have incredible food here. It's barbecue and a vegetarian alternative, and people are really getting down here. And so, and anybody would like to come down, I'm going to have to leave on Friday. I'll be back for my Thursday show, and we'll do some. We'll do another remote by cell phone from here.
Yeah, that'll be good. Tell us about the micropower station you got there. You were telling us a call letter. So you got a high hill to put it on? Is it?
No. We can hear it flying across the camp, and we got about a 25-50-foot area, so it can be heard around. Certainly in the camp, we don't know yet. No one's gotten on the car yet, but certainly all the way around the camp. And there's a lot of people in this camp. This is the real energy center for this whole county now. The rest of the counties, there's some shelters around in community groups, but people come for lunch, and so this is a really good start.
Yeah.
And this is a radio that was going to go to, will be going eventually to the other arm of this effort, which is in Algiers on the west bank of the river, and say, and that's where our friend Malik is. Well, he's not speaking to her, but which is the people who are doing something similar in Algiers. But meanwhile, it's going to be here in Waveland. If anybody knows of another way radio, it would be nice to have it in both Algiers and Waveland.
You know, I'm looking on a map. There's apparently there's a bridge that's east of you. Is that still intact, or was that knocked down?
Well, the bridge was down. Is the bridge between here and Biloxi open again?
No.
No, you can't get. It's gone.
Wow.
The only thing that's left of the Bay Bridge is the little slabs that kept it up. And
it's gone. There's a way to get to Biloxi, I think. Is there? You have to go inland and then circle around. There's ways to get into a lot of places, but you have to take long circuitous troops. But people pass that information around. And in fact, and what we hear last day that it could, that Galveston is still, but it could be as far east as Port Arthur or as far west as Port Arthur, where Rita is coming. But we're trying to get regular updates of that on the radio, on Radio Free Waveland, because people really don't know. There's a couple of people who can be online, and we do have some satellite telephones, and of course, here we are.
Well, you know, I can tell you about that right now. I was looking at the Weather Underground site, and the hurricane is south of you. It's almost due south of you, about, I'm not sure if it's 150 miles, and its trajectory is sort of, it looks like it's heading straight for Houston or something. It's a slight northwest trajectory, and at this point, the weather forecasters are saying that it's a big one, but it's heading toward central part of Texas.
Some of us may be heading out there to get a camp like this going, if indeed after Friday.
Yeah.
But all that's in the view. But anyway, David, keep up the good work. This is working. You got right to me on this phone. This is one of the first calls we've had on this phone, and this is the way we can operate. Any questions?
No trouble. But I tell you what, so you were saying that KPU is going to run you at 11 o'clock tonight?
At 11 o'clock on Justin's show.
Okay, that'll be...
I'm going to listen to that. I'm going to have to stay away up to 2, and then we'll also be broadcasting that on free radio. That will be our first free radio wavelength.
All right, good. And you still have enough minutes on your cell phone?
I think we do.
All right, good. Yeah, that's no problem. Does it help if I call you, or does it still eat up the minutes?
I don't know. I'm not sure. You can try, but calling us probably is better. I'll try to find that out.
All right, no trouble.
But after 9 o'clock, it's free.
Yeah, and at this point, are you in clear skies, or are you still in heavy kind of overcast weather?
No, it's totally clear here, and it's hot, 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 hot. It's well above 95 degrees.
Wow.
So it's hot, hot, hot. You got to drink plenty of electrolytes. But keep up the good work, David. Hey, I all out you at the... On Enemy Combatant Radio, we're bringing much love. We're sharing much love and getting much love. This is what politics is all about to me.
Absolutely.
All these marches, I guess, are well and good, but this is about serving the people and casting a wide net, finding that common thread, letting life flourish, and don't panic. We're keeping it organic. So long, Indy Bay, Radio Combatant Radio. So long, David Grace.
All right. Hey. Have a good afternoon, Dave. Keep cool. Yeah, so you're listening to Diamond Dave down there in Waveland, Mississippi, and very, very hot day. Apparently, maybe the southwest most tip of Louisiana will get hit by this new hurricane Rita, but for the most part, well, let's hope that Louisiana gets. Escapes the brunt of this one, although we surely don't look forward to hearing what's going to happen to Texas. According to these Weather Underground, the sustained winds at this point are 148 miles an hour, and it's saying maximum winds are 140 miles an hour. With gusts of 165, but that's still that's in a Category 4 at this point. And then when it reaches 150 miles an hour average, that becomes a Category 5, which is the same as what hit Louisiana. Now, apparently the ambient temperature of the Gulf of Mexico is pretty damn warm. Normally, the Gulf of Mexico should be, you know, maybe 70 degrees at hottest, possibly into the 50s, 50s or 60s, and 70 would be considered warm. But with global warming and what they're a major problem of the Gulf of Mexico, the fertilizer coming out of the Mississippi, the Missouri rivers, the Ohio River, the Illinois River, all of this, the fertilizers and sewage is essentially creating a high oxygen content, and when it gets down into the Gulf of Mexico, it creates horrible algae, and then that essentially ferments and kills everything. So there are these huge dead zones in the Gulf of Mexico, hundreds of miles across, and this dead water, no fish can survive in there because there is no more oxygen after this fermentation process, and plus all of the nasty pesticides and chemicals that are coming out of the Mississippi. The pollution is creating a dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. And with this, it creates a situation so that normally cool water would slow down a hurricane. but in this case, hot water is making them just skip along the surface of the Gulf and just slam into homes. So the more pollution if they keep pumping this raw sewage funk toxic chemicals out of the Gulf of New Orleans and straight into the Gulf of Mexico, it's just going to continue to kill the Gulf and create hotter and hotter water temperatures. So, you know, we've really got to get into an organic farming system. We've got to, they have what's called Chemical Alley in there between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. It's a series of oil refineries that are just as big and ugly, and they're begging for the chance to continue to pollute with abandon. So this is doing a great deal to cause the water temperature in the Gulf of Mexico to rise, and just asking for more trouble. So, yeah, we wish everybody down there the best. These chemical companies don't apparently give a rat's patoot. So, wish them the best. I guess that hurricane will be rolling in.